Millions of Egyptians have taken to the streets across the country to voice their dismay with the Egyptian president on the first anniversary of his inauguration. Marches and rallies took place in several places in the capital, Cairo, heading to both Liberation Square and the Presidential Palace. The protesters began their march from various neighborhoods. The artists moved from the Ministry of Culture and the judges marched from the High Court. Tomorrow, or Rebel, is a petition campaign which the organizers say has managed to collect 22 million signatures, calling to take away confidence from President Mohamed Morsi and calling for an early presidential election to take place.
Till now, nothing for the Islamic Sharia or jurisprudence has been applied. Violence is on the rise, as well as sexual harassment and thuggery. We want Morsi to leave.
The call for protest on June 30th was widely supported by all opposition political parties and movements. Various marches, including those for artists, judges, and even police officers, joined the protesters in the iconic Tahrir Square. Pro-Morsi and Muslim Brotherhood supporters also continued with their sit-in nearby the presidential palace, but no clashes were reported in the vicinity of the sit-in. However, several Freedom and Justice headquarters, the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood, were torched down by protesters. Two press conferences were held by the presidency. During the first, the presidential spokesperson said the demonstrations were a reflection of the state of democracy in Egypt and that the president was closely following the situation with various government bodies to secure the protesters and state institutions.
Mr. President has previously announced several invitations and called for real and frank national unity talks with various political parties and has even renewed his call recently.
During the second press conference, the presidential spokesperson stressed that the president had sought to start national dialogue with opposition figures, and he also acknowledged that the situation had reached a political deadlock. Opposition figures had previously refused to engage in any national dialogue without the president and the government meeting some of their demands, which include the removal of the appointed general attorney and making amendments to the constitution. Deadly clashes took place in protests around the country, leading several people dead and dozens injured, mainly in Asyut and Beni Suef, raising fears that more clashes could take place.
Will Egypt's political factions miraculously find a way to avoid further clashes, or will violence dictate what's next for Egypt, is what will be revealed in the upcoming days and weeks. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.